We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. A lot of the time, we focus on the destination to be the source of the blessing. In this week's sermon, entitled Blessing, Pastor Glass reminds us that we receive blessings in the midst of the journey from God as well, and that we shouldn't forget these blessings that God gives us. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. And I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray that everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. If you'd like to fill out the card with whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be grateful for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until following the worship service. And at that time, you can place the card in the offering plate that is on the altar or in the offering jar that's in the entranceway, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, we welcome you and we're glad that you're here. And if you'd like to take a minute to introduce yourself to us, we invite you to do that. If you're joining us via Facebook, you can use the chat feature, or you can send an email to the church office and let us know a little bit about who you are and where you're from. Our office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to worship at Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name's Beth Glass. I'm the pastor here, and I am truly honored that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray that everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I also would draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in your pew racks. If you'd like to fill out one of the cards and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing, we'd be glad for that as it gives us an opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. If you do choose to fill out one of the cards, we invite you to hold on to it until after the worship service. And at that time, you can place it in the offering plate on the organ or in the offering jar in the entranceway. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, welcome. And we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us. You can do that using the chat feature through Facebook, or you can send an email to the church office and tell a little bit about yourself. Our office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old, and when he departed from Haran, Abram took his wife, Sarai, and his brother's son, Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh, and at the time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Carmen.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel lesson for today comes from Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, and then verses 18 through 26. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection station. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that moment. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread through all of that district. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered for worship today. I am so glad that you are here and pray that each of us, whether you are here in person or joining us online, will find something that strengthens us and helps us to follow Jesus a little more closely in the coming week. Today we're going to be looking at the idea of journeys and blessings, and we'll be focusing on the lesson that Carmen shared with us earlier. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. Amen. So is it just me, or has anybody else noticed that traffic on 17 seems to have picked up recently? Doesn't it seem that way? So yeah, exactly, Marie. It's always in the summer. We are definitely in the summer travel months, and Virginia seems to be part of the throughway for many vacation destinations. So I see Pennsylvania license plates on vehicles heading south, and I imagine they're going to the beaches. Or I see Florida plates on vehicles heading north, and I imagine they might be snowbirds that are heading somewhere to New York or New England to spend the summer months and get away from the humidity of Florida in summertime. And as I imagine the destinations of these different vehicles that I see traversing Route 17, my mind is taken back to my own childhood vacations. Some years we went camping at a church camp that was called Green Hills, and we would go there with our pop-up camper and spend a week or so. Some years we traveled to the beaches in Delaware, or we would go to Assateague Island and stay at the state park there. But honestly, the journey to the vacation site, whether it was close by or far away, it was the journey itself that was a blessing. Because as we were traveling in our old Dodge station wagon, we listened to music together on the cassette player that my dad installed. And I thought we were like really, really cutting edge with technology because we had that cassette player in the car. And we listened to Barry Manilow, and we listened to Stevie Wonder or the soundtrack from Godspell. We played games together as we were traveling down the road. You know, the game where you look for license plates and you try to find license plates from all 50 states.
right? Or we would play the alphabet game where you try to find each letter in the alphabet on one of the billboard signs as you were going down the road. We also had a game that we played where you would accumulate points depending on the number of horses or cows that you passed, and you could only count the ones that were on your side of the car. You would get points for horses, you'd get points for cows. If you passed a church, you'd get 100 points, but if you passed a cemetery, you got zero, thank you. Everything got wiped out. So I wasn't the only one that grew up playing that game, right? Whatever the destination was, and the destinations were always wonderful, it was the journey that gave us some of our deepest blessings. It was especially in those drives that we had family connections and made some significant memories. Sometimes it is in the journey that we find our blessings. In the first lesson for today that Carmen shared with us, we heard the story of God's call to Abraham. At this point in Scripture, he is called Abram. His name is changed to Abraham a little later on in the story. And up to this point in time, Abraham has been living a good life in the land of Haran. He has his land, he has his livestock, he has his servants, he has a lovely wife, and then God comes to Abraham and says, go. And I know you all know the story, and I shared some of it with the children during our children's time. Abraham is 75 years old whenever God comes to him and tells him, I want you to leave your house, I want you to leave your country, I want you to leave your extended family and go to another land. And God doesn't even tell Abraham what land he's supposed to go to, right? He just says, I'll show you when you get there. So Abraham goes. And it is in his journey that he finds some of his deepest blessings. First, he makes his way to the land of Canaan. And it is there that God says to him, as we heard in the scripture passage, I will give this land to your offspring. One of the blessings that Abraham received in his nomadic journeys was that God promised to provide for his descendants. Later, Abraham and his band of travelers make their way into the land of Egypt. And Abraham is afraid that the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, will kill him in order to take his wife, Sarah, as his own. So he has Sarah pretend that Sarah is his sister and not his wife. Now, I have to say, that is not the most noble move in the entire Bible, right? But both Abraham and Sarah and all of those who are traveling with them make it out of Egypt alive. So one of the blessings that Abraham received as he was journeying from one place to another is that God mercifully saw them through the land of Egypt. And of course, you remember that Abraham and Sarah were without a child of their own. And earlier on, God had promised them that they would have descendants more numerous than the stars in the sky and more numerous than the grains of sand on the earth. And yet late in their journey, they still have no children. But when they thought they would never conceive a child of their own, when Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 99, in the land of Beersheba, Sarah becomes pregnant and gives birth to their son. One of the blessings that Abraham received in this journey from one place to another is the blessing of a promised child. And I think sometimes our greatest blessings are not just when we reach our destination, but in the journey itself. A few years ago, I was reading about people who hike the entire Appalachian Trail. And the trail stretches for more than 2,000 miles between Georgia and Maine. And what surprised me as I was reading about this was not just the sense of excitement that people had when they reached their destination, whichever end of the trail it was. They certainly celebrated that accomplishment, but what struck me was that they celebrated even more the blessings they had encountered along the trail. They talked about the people they met along the way. They talked about the kindness of strangers. They talked about being offered food and shelter, or the unexpected beauty of a sunrise after a difficult climb, or the strength that they did not even know that they had within themselves when they thought they could not take another step. The destination mattered. Getting to the end of the trail mattered to them, but the blessing was not only waiting at the end of the trail. The blessing was what they encountered mile by mile in their journey. And I think Abraham would have understood that. And isn't that how God often works, right? We pray for a destination, a healing, an answer, a resolution to some problem that we are struggling with, or maybe praying for a new chapter or a new season in our lives. And God is certainly with us and walking with us as we head toward those things. But if we're paying attention, we can discover that God is blessing us along the way, through friendships, through lessons learned, through moments of grace, through strength that we didn't know that we had. God is blessing us throughout the journey. Abraham discovered that, and so can we. The blessing is not just at the end of the road. The blessing is that God is with us every step of the way. So this week, whatever road lies before you, don't wait until you arrive to look for God's blessing. Abraham teaches us that God is already at work in the midst of the journey, and the blessing is often not just where God is taking us, but that God is traveling with us every single mile. And for that, we give thanks. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious God, we thank you for your faithfulness on every step of life's journey. Open our eyes this week to the blessings you place before us each day, and give us the courage to follow you wherever you lead. Remind us that we never travel alone, for your presence goes with us and your love surrounds us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I invite you to join me as we affirm our faith in reciting the Nicene Creed. You will find the words on the screen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now I send you out as those who will find God's blessing in the journey. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support Mooresville United Methodist Church financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting DONATE to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.